Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Orioles signed Pete Alonso, 5 years, $155 million, no deferred payments, no opt-out. It's a real long-term contract. Let's head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline now. Jim Duquette, former Orioles executive, MLB Network Radio. He's down in Florida for the winter meetings. Also does stuff with the Mets, so he'd probably have a decent idea about Pete Alonso. So, Jim, thanks as always for your time. We appreciate it. Your thoughts on the Orioles signing Pete Alonso. What are they getting in Pete Alonso?
Well, listen, first off, it is a big, big deal there for the O's. You know, in terms of a professional hitter, a guy that they, you know, need exactly in the middle of the lineup around those young hitters, you know, right-handed power. You know, like he consistently puts together 35 to 45 home run seasons year in, year out, and he posts pretty much every game. Like that guy wants to play. You know, 155 to 162 every single season. He hits in the postseason, which obviously the O's are trying to get back to. Like, he brings so much from a hitting standpoint, a power standpoint. That, to me, is the number one thing, the reason why they've spent that kind of money. Defensively, listen, you know, he has some limitations. There's no question on that. But, you know, I think, you know, he's one of those guys that he has continued to work at it. There are limitations for sure. I think, you know, at the end of this contract, you probably end up moving him to the DH role, but he is going to want to play first base every single day. You don't, you just lock him in the three hole or the four hole. And I really like the fact that, you know, this past year, he seemed to, after making adjustments in his swing and his balance, he seemed to be, this was the most consistent in swing mechanics that I had seen Alonso in his entire career there with the Mets. So I think that, you know, he seemed to have figured some things out last year that I think will continue to be, you know, play well there in Baltimore.
Well, Jim, you bring in Pete Alonso, and I think that move makes the Taylor Ward move look even better, because Ward hitting over 30 home runs, driving in over 100 runs last year for the Angels. How do you view the totality of this Orioles lineup as it stands right now?
I mean, it's a huge revamped lineup just with those two guys. See, the thing that I like about it even more is it takes a lot of pressure off of those young guys so that they can, you know, I thought a number of them were pressing there last year. And I think Gunnar's going to get back to, you know, as long as he stays healthy, and Westberg, if he stays healthy, you know, but Adley, you know, Adley has to, as we know, make more adjustments. Holiday is going to take a step forward, I think. You know, you've got guys like that, you know, Couser, maybe he wasn't, you know, a 1-2 or 3 hole. Maybe he is a good 6 hole hitter, and that's okay now.
Yeah.
You know, you can put him down in the bottom of the lineup and get production down there. So I think, you know, the strength of these two guys now is that it lengthens the lineup and you have more opportunities to score runs.
So it's not a trade. He chose here of his own volition. It's a five-year commitment. So this is not a situation where a guy might be wondering, you know, if he gets one more bite at the apple somewhere else or whatever. And he's already someone who's been on some winning teams and has a personality that we've been able to see even from afar here in Baltimore, that he's not like a shrinking violet type. So we now don't have to ask any questions or wonder whose clubhouse it is, right? It's Pete Alonso's clubhouse, and everybody can fall in line accordingly, right?
Well, I do think that, you know, you get a couple of grown-ups in the room, right? And I think that's the most important thing. And, you know, I think it allows those other guys, maybe their voice will come out, you know, a little bit more. Maybe they bring in another player or two to help in that regard. You know, that's what I like, you know, if they were able to extend on Schwarber, because he's a leader in the clubhouse too. But Alonso can do the same thing. And Ward will too. And, you know, now for me, that takes a lot of the pressure off of those other guys. There's no other way to say it. And that front end, you know, listen, he's had one of the more memorable home runs in the postseason a couple years ago, extended the Mets run against the Brewers the first round of the postseason. That walk-off, I mean, that was a walk-off off of Devin Williams, or not a walk-off, but it was a ninth inning home run against Devin Williams that was the reason why they were able to move on to, you know, actually to the NLCS. So, you know, he's showed the ability to hit, you know, big home runs in key situations.
Talking with Jim Duquette, it's Inside Access here on The Fan. Jim, I said earlier in the show, you don't sign Pete Alonso and then do nothing else. I feel like this is the Orioles making a statement that more big moves are to come. It's already reporting that they're still talking to the high end of the pitching free agents. Do you expect them to make a big free agent pitching signing?
Yes, I do. You know, I've talked to a lot of agents here, and they have been in on pretty much all of them. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, until you actually sign a player, you know, and we've talked about this plenty, you know, there's a lot of question on what the direction's going. Are they going to really extend for the type of player? Now, when you get an Alonso, it changes the perception of other free agents for you. So, you know, well, pitcher was like wondering, well, what are the Orioles really doing here? Now you say, oh, it's clear. They're trying to win. They're going to spend money. It becomes a destination spot for others. It happened when I was with the Mets. It happened when we signed Pedro Martinez, who was towards the back end of his career. But that opened up the door for Carlos Beltran, who was in his prime. And we got those guys, and all of a sudden we started taking off. It's the same thing with the Orioles. Now you get a starter, you know, or two potentially. Here's the interesting thing about the starting rotation market. There's other than Cease, Dylan Cease sounds like he's on an island when it comes to the length and the term. Everybody else seems to be, in my opinion, either 5 years or less, which is right in where the Orioles' wheelhouse is. Problem is that the other teams, it's that where their wheelhouse too. But I do think they are in a good position now with the PETA signing to show everyone that they are trying to compete in that division. That will help them with one of these starters.
There's also the possibility of acquiring a starter through trade. They're rumored to be on Edward Cabrera, Mackenzie Gore, heck, Freddy Peralta out there as well. And you'd also have to think, Jim, Kobe Mayo is a trade ship at this point.
Well, that's the guy that gets affected the most by the Alonso signing. I mean, Mountcastle potentially too. You know, but, you know, Mayo in terms of, you know, what you're, you know, potentially making him available as a trade chip for sure.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I would certainly do that based off of what we've seen. Yeah, I wonder, because he has had a high level of strikeouts, we've seen in the marketplace, that those have limited value. And I've been told by probably half a dozen GMs here already that we're not seeing many, trades with prospects. And in fact, most of it's been major league for major league. Mm-hmm. But, Mayo is, right there on the cusp. So, I think there is a possibility and likelihood that, that they're going to at least try to package him up in some other deal if they can get a starter via the trade.
I've been sort of talking to these guys off air for a couple of days now since the news came down about Cohen getting the casino and the land deal and all that there, the Mets owner, that I think the days of the Mets setting spending records might be over, and that the private equity in him might start manifesting itself more in relation to the team's payroll. And then that was before Diaz left, and that was before right, Alonso right. left. Like, is this the new norm for Metropolitans fans here?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to find out because, I think when initially that kind of plan, which they've talked about, improving the defense and run prevention, it seems, good in theory when you're in the room and you don't hear fan reaction, you haven't made any moves. But now that you've traded one of your most popular players in Brandon Nimmo, and now the best closer in the game in Diaz, and then your next most popular player and all-time home run hitter in Mets history in Alonso, and two of those guys were homegrown, by the way.
Yep.
Your fan base is upset. And usually, as we've seen with Steve Cohen, he's a huge owner, but he's also a fan. Like, he tends to respond with spending money. And so we're going to find out if he's willing to keep letting David Stearns make these other moves, these, 2 and 3 year deal moves and that sort of thing, or if he's going to be willing to go after like a Kyle Tucker or somebody like that.
Jim, before we let you go, who do you think's the next domino to fall in free agency? And does it get done before these winter meetings wrap, or is it coming up in the coming days?
Well, I think there's still a lot of trade discussion been going on here with teams, more so than free agent stuff. My sense yesterday, like the bullpens, the relief pitching market, that started to heat up. We've seen a couple guys sign. So you may see something along those lines. Starting pitching still a little bit of a lull. Like Valdez is trying to get 6 or 7 years. He's not getting any luck there. Michael King still sounds like he's a couple of, maybe a few days away from really heating up. So like, I thought Zach Gallen would have been done by now because there's, some rumors on that. But I think there's going to be a couple more relievers, maybe a starting pitcher. Those other position players, I think Tucker, Bichette, I think they're going to be a little while, outside of like the Phillies re-signing JT Realmuto, that type of move.
Jim Duquette, always great. Thank you so much for your time.
You.
We appreciate it.
All right, guys. You got it. See you. Bye.
Andy Koska covers the Orioles for the Baltimore Banner. He pulled a curtain in there. He's going to join us at 3 o'clock.
That was not quite as Timmy's.
Yeah. You're right. A little more
abrupt. See you.
Want to hear from the people. 410-583-1057. Pete Alonso's an Oriole. What do you think about the move? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.